Hey everybody, and welcome back to another Thin Line Believers podcast, where our motto here is our service for His glory. We are an outreach, a podcast for the Thin Line and the believers amongst the Thin Line. So if you are just now tuning in, that's kind of a short introduction back into who we are and why we do what we do. If you haven't listened to the previous messages, tune into those. There's a lot of questions answered and resources and tools and all that. So this week, I asked myself, I was reading through Romans 12 this week, and in reading it, you know, just kind of internally was thinking about, you know, am I a Romans 12 Christian? I mean, really what it came down to. Am I living my life like Romans 12, like Paul wrote in Romans 12, in my daily life, in my spiritual life, in my walk with Christ at work? I mean, just like he's asking and he's telling us to do and telling the Romans to do, am I doing that? As I was reading through Romans 12, you know, I began to think, is this how I am living? Is this the type of Christian I am? You know, read through this and really think about each verse. Where do you excel and where do you fall short? I'm going to break it down. I'm going to read through the verses and kind of stop here and there to give some questions and some thoughts and just some, hopefully some points of reference for us to think about, as we go through this week and where we can improve and where we can and do better, to be better Christians and have that light shine through us. So, in beginning, he says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." How are you offering yourself to the Lord, you know, in what you're doing? How can you and what can you do to make this happen more? Where can you offer yourself? In what setting can you do that? So Paul continues, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." I think we don't think about that enough, you know, just what God's hand is in our life and what He wants our life to look like and feel like and be like, and just how He wants that to reflect, you know, Christ's love and mercy and just the light of Christ in us. You know, this portion that I just read here is one I struggle with, you know, putting off the world and focusing my attention on the Lord day in and day out. I find myself going down, you know, rabbit holes with, you know, internet, with a phone, with, you know, whatever that is, that I find myself thinking, well, I should get in the Word. I should pray. I should, you know, read the Scripture. I should take 5 minutes even to do that. And there are some days that I struggle to even dedicate that much time, which is pretty sad, based on how much I spend on other things that are mind-numbing or, you know, this don't really matter. So Paul continues again, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you." And, you know, I think he's saying in those verses, he's saying, be humble in all situations. And that's tough for so many. I mean, it's tough to humble yourself. Yeah, to be humble is one thing, but to humble yourself is another. The Lord calls us to put off ourselves, to be humble in the Spirit. How can you do this more? How can I do this more? I'm asking myself as I read through this. How can I humble myself in the Spirit and in the Lord and in those ways? You know, that's challenging at times to be able to do that. And Paul continues on saying, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, So in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Think about this. I mean, what gifts has the Lord given to you? I used to think I didn't have many. And I think that was when I was in that spot in my life where I really wasn't focused on the Lord, wasn't focused on my relationship there. And when I was focused more on the rules and the laws and the things that I was being told I was supposed to do to earn that. However, the more I have dug into the word and applied it, the more I have been open to the Lord guiding me to teach and to speak truth into lives while using my life experiences as a guide. I can tell you this, 5 years ago, there's no way I would have started a podcast or a Bible study to outreach to the thin line. There's no way I'd be teaching marriage classes at church and putting on marriage conferences and those kind of things at church. It just wouldn't have been an option in my life, given my relationship with Christ and just not having that confidence that the Lord has given me to speak out and to be vulnerable and to help others along the way, like he has given me the courage to do. So Paul continues on saying, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spirit fervor, serving the Lord. You know, and I've asked this multiple times in my podcasts, and I'll ask it again. Where can you serve? Where can you better serve? What can you do? And I'm not just talking in our daily jobs and careers. I know we are in careers and jobs that are service-based. I mean, we do serve people on a daily basis. We do sacrifice ourselves and our time and our family time in doing so. And yes, that is service. But how can you incorporate the Spirit into that service? What sacrifices can you make? Because to serve really is to sacrifice. And to serve well is to really sacrifice and to give up things that you normally wouldn't want to give up and things that you maybe enjoy doing more than serving and devoting that time to the Lord. Those worldly things that we talk about. So Paul continues to say, you know, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, share the Lord's people who are in need, practice hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse those, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. How many of you, or us, read that section of scripture and are not sure what to do with it? Have there been things in your lives that you feel prevent you from being able to accomplish those things? Are you holding on to a past where someone hurt you or betrayed you or did something to you that you think is unforgivable? I think in those times when I think about things that maybe aren't unforgivable. I think back to the fact that I've done things that, according to Scripture and according to the world, maybe aren't forgivable, but I know that Christ has forgiven me for everything that I've done and everything that I will do. And in knowing that, it makes it a little easier for me to be able to forgive those who have wronged me and who have hurt me and who have betrayed me. Paul continues to say, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." I read that and I just think, you know, the Lord is our strength and our salvation. You know, leaning on him in all things, he is going to be there. He is going to take care of us one way or another. I want to be that kind of Christian. I work every day to love as Romans 12 describes, to forgive as it describes, to temper myself, to humble myself, to do all the things that the Lord calls us to do through Paul. You know, now that you've read this and you've heard me read it, hopefully you're reading along. If you weren't, that's okay too. Go back, read it, and then do it again. Piece by piece, and how I did, verse by verse, really sit and think about if that is you. And if not, because most of it's probably not. I mean, we are human. How can you fulfill what Paul is saying? You know, please take the time to answer these questions. Between us and the Lord, respond. Respond within yourself. Respond in prayer for myself. Steve, right off the bat, it's tough for me to get outside the worldly things and to focus more on the Spirit. You know, one other thing that I'm trying to accomplish in my life is to be better about blessing those who persecute me, who attack me, whether that be physically, whether that be mentally, whether that be, you know, whatever that looks like. Whoever that enemy is, whether it is the enemy or whether it is somebody else in my life, being better to bless them. So I'd like you to think about, you know, what is it that you struggle with? What is it that you have a hard time with? And pray about that. Give that to the Lord. How can you be a better Romans 12 Christian? Is ultimately what I'm hoping you'll get out of this podcast this week. You know, Adam and I, we often pray for you guys. We think about you guys in preparation of these podcasts that we put together and these messages, and hope that it truly does bless you and that it does help you in your walk and in your life in general. As always, if there's anything that we can do for you, please reach out. We'd be happy to pray with you. We'd be happy to talk on the phone with you. We'd be happy to exchange emails, texts, whatever that is. Reach out if you need anything. And otherwise, have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you next time.